living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So a study published in 2010 in the British Medical Journal concluded that women taking calcium supplements significantly increased the risk of heart disease by as much as 27%. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, no. So this was picked up, of course, by mainstream media. Lots of negative, scary, sensational headlines followed, and women stopped taking their calcium supplements. And I think that's a bad, bad thing, right? All of these negative headlines really just fearfully convinced women to stop their calcium supplements. You're going to have a heart attack. Oh, no, blah, blah, blah. And it went on and on and on. And, of course, all the anti-supplement people out there picked up on this and did the I told you so stuff. And it's just, it's really caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. And I want to address that today because I have another study that was just published that shows completely the opposite, this 2010 study. By the way, this 2010 study published in the British Medical Journal, wow, it had a ton of flaws. Let me just explain. So this study showed, again, let me just state it, women taking calcium supplements increase heart disease risk by as much as 27%. Okay, that sounds scary. But you must understand the limitations of studies driving these negative headlines. There were many flaws in this study, and I just want to cover three real quickly with you. The first one I want to say is that the authors of this 2010 study excluded people taking vitamin D and magnesium. This means that study subjects, who the mainstream claims suffered higher heart attack rates due to calcium, would have been seriously deficient in vitamin D and magnesium, two essential nutrients that protect against heart disease. That's a big problem. Calcium, they said, causes heart disease. What they didn't tell you is that these women were also extremely low in vitamin D and magnesium. That's not good. That also can cause heart disease. These are confounding factors, which means you really can't draw conclusions then because you didn't take care of these factors before you did the study. See the problem? Here's another flaw. The doctors who compiled this analysis also conveniently omitted major clinical trials showing that those with higher calcium intake had significantly lower cardiovascular risks. So here you have one study where they didn't really do their job of looking at other nutrients like vitamin D and magnesium. They come up with this conclusion that calcium supplements leads to heart disease risk, increases heart disease risk. They go ahead, they get out there on the news, they get on the morning shows, the mainstream media picks all this stuff up. But what they don't tell you is that even without the flaws, this is just one study. There are several studies that have been published in the past showing that calcium decreases heart disease risk. No one said that. The last thing I want to mention about this study is it has to do with vitamin K2. This is another important nutrient that was not assessed in this study. Vitamin K2 is extremely important because it is the vitamin that will take calcium from your bloodstream and put it into your bones. Without vitamin K2, there's two forms of vitamin K, by the way, K1 and K2. We're talking about K2 here. Without vitamin K2, calcium cannot get into your bones, so it builds up in your blood and eventually in arterial plaques. So here you have a study making a conclusion that calcium increases heart disease risk, yet they didn't even check vitamin D, magnesium, or vitamin K2 status in these women in the study. That is horrible. These are huge confounding factors that should have been mentioned. And of course, no one in mainstream medicine picked this up. So despite my effort, I'm the senior scientist at Life Extension. We have a great group of doctors at Life Extension in our scientific affairs department. They write rebuttals to these studies. These are the brainiacs of the foundation. They wrote a detailed rebuttal to this study that came out in 2010. And despite our efforts, there was still a lot of confusion. A lot of women, even Life Extension members who wanted to stop taking their calcium. They wanted some more proof that calcium was safe. Well, I have it. I'm pulling it out right here. So this is a study that was just published in the journal Osteoporosis International, and their conclusion was that calcium supplements do not increase heart disease risk. This study is another study. It's another study in a long series of studies that show calcium is actually good for your heart, and that in this particular case, it doesn't increase the risk of heart disease. So you have to weigh that one study in 2010 that was negative against all these other studies. Mainstream media doesn't tell you that. Straight from the author's mouth, quote, in a prospective cohort study of over 74,000 women in the Nurses' Health Study, with 24 years of follow-up, we found no independent association between supplemental calcium intake and the risk of coronary heart disease and stroke, end quote. That's pretty impressive. There's a few points I want to bring out here that's important. First, this is a prospective cohort study. So we're looking forward, and they were using women, right? Aging women. They were looking at aging women who were using a various amounts of calcium supplements, and they were looking at coronary heart disease and stroke. So this is a prospective moving forward study looking at calcium and heart disease and stroke. So they defined their outcomes they were looking at very clearly here. That's good for studies. They also, the next thing I want you to know about this is it was large, 74,000. The larger the number of subjects in the study, the better you can trust the results. It's that simple. And they had a long time of follow-up, 24 years. A lot of times in these cohort-type studies where major conclusions are drawn, they're using not enough people and they don't follow them long enough, maybe 2 or 3 years. In this case, 74,000 followed for many, many years. They looked at calcium supplementation every 4 years for 24 years. So you have a large cohort, right? And you have a long follow-up period for this study. That adds credibility. It adds confidence to the results. And from this study, they were able to clearly show that calcium supplementation does not increase the risk of heart disease. Now, is the case closed? Of course not. I would never say that. I'm a scientist. In science, the case is never closed. That's not what science is, always learning more. We learn more. We discover new things. If any doctor ever tells you the case is closed on anything, whether it's four supplements or against supplements, it doesn't matter. No, that's not a scientist. The case is never closed. But when you add all the other studies out there and you look at this one, which was a large cohort with a long follow-up period, when you add it all together, you should continue to take your calcium supplements. Make sure you're getting adequate amount of vitamin D, right? Magnesium and vitamin K2, because those are important as well. When you do that, when you're getting vitamin D, vitamin K2, magnesium, and you add calcium supplementation to that, you're going to help your heart and you're going to help your bones. So I do believe you should continue without a doubt to take your calcium supplements. Don't let these negative studies come out and scare you. Remember, every headline, positive or negative, every study that drives a headline, positive or negative, they have limitations. All studies do. And it's important for you to realize that when you hear about something negative about a supplement, okay? That study does have some limitations, and it's important to understand that. And you have to weigh that study against all the other research that's out there. And at this point, it's pretty clear. Case is not closed, but it's pretty clear. Calcium supplements do not increase the risk of heart disease. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.